Renewable energy sources like wind and solar are muscling their way into the country's energy mix, but they're pretty unpredictable, and that creates significant management challenges and big swings in electricity prices. Now, tiny Isle of Hoe is the laboratory for a big solution. Islanders and engineers are using artificial intelligence, complex algorithms, and a bootstrapping attitude in an urgent effort to design what they are calling the next electricity grid. Fred Bever explains why.
From the mailboat out to Isle of Hoe, about 6 miles off Stonington, you can see red-lettered signs warning mariners of an underwater cable. It's the one that brings electricity to the island, and that cable could wear out at any moment. It's already 17 years beyond its predicted life.
Seeing, if that cable failed, it'd be a disaster for the island.
Stephen Strong is one of a group of engineers, scientists, and islanders trying to avert that disaster. Their solution is a flexible microgrid, an array of island-based energy generators and storage systems that will keep the lights on and houses warm when that cable fails. And they're trying to do it for less than the $1.7 million cost of a new cable, or probably even costlier, gasoline, to run a grid-scale diesel generator.
And the microgrid is less expensive, and they keep the money on the island when they're done.
Strong is lead engineer for an electricity system that will be anchored by a half-acre field of solar panels. It'll also include some pretty massive batteries, electric heat pumps that can store excess energy in basement water tanks, and as a kind of safety net for it all, a diesel generator. On a visit to the shed housing that generator, scientist Kay Aiken playfully half-closes a door on the project collaborators.
We'll lock them in.
You're not getting out until we have a microgrid.
Aiken's Portland-based company, Introspective Systems, designs software for artificial intelligence networks that can manage complex systems, or really, teach them to manage themselves.
It's like building an engineered ecosystem.
This is my laboratory.
The company has a $1 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to design an electricity ecosystem that's run by artificial intelligence. On Isle of Hoe, AI computer chips will let solar panels, batteries, heat pumps, and the lot decide for themselves when to make energy, when to take it, use it, or store it, depending on what's most cost-effective. Company co-founder Carol Johnson says the island's smart energy assets will compete and cooperate, sort of the way swamp-dwelling frogs and snakes do.
A frog has a perspective that involves not being eaten by a snake. A snake is quite different. How do I catch frogs?
Yet the sometimes warring impulses of frogs and snakes, taken together, help keep the swamp balanced, even in the face of complex and swiftly changing conditions.
The decisions that are made by the entities in the swamp are all independent, but the result is a stable ecosystem. And so that's what we're trying to achieve in terms of the systems we design, computationally stable ecosystem.
Such as a self-controlling microgrid on Isle of Hoe. And you can scale it up, linking one microgrid to another and another, then to an electrical substation and another, then to the electrical network for a state or region, all the way up to the entire nation's grid system. All controlled, says Kay Aiken, from the grid's edges.
And you can do the very fine control with thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands of devices without a supercomputer.
That layered nodal network will be more agile, she says, than the traditional central command grid systems now run by small armies of analysts. And it will more effectively respond to the multiplex of non-polluting energy sources that are popping up all over the country.
It's more reliable, it's more robust, it's resilient, failures are isolated.
For the president of the island's electricity company, Jim Wilson, a sophisticated vision for a renewable energy future is all well and good. But the bottom line is that the local experiments will protect islanders against the unaffordable cost of replacing an old underwater cable.
At a minimum, it prevents a collapse of the population. But down the road, we should have very stable prices and maybe even competitive with the mainland. If we didn't do this project, our electricity prices could go through the roof when the cable fails.
Wilson says the collaborators hope to get this small model for what eventually could be major change in the nation's energy systems up and running by New Year's Eve. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.